KB4HKX, Patrick, are you out there? This is KQ4LOO, Tal.
HKX, hey Tal.
Listening in, I've been trying to reach you for the last couple of hours, but glad you're finally listening. I will be in your area, if the Lord will, tomorrow, and I will be meeting my sister for the very first time. I'm wondering if you'd like to meet us somewhere.
I'm doing that, but I'll be down your way. I'll be down there tomorrow.
Oh, that's kind of weird, but okay. Anyway, yeah, like I said, the sister I've never met, I told you about this earlier, she's actually in your area right now, as a matter of fact. She's staying at a hotel in Laurel Park. I don't know if you know where Echo Park Inn is, but that's where she's at.
Which hotel that is right off the top of my head.
It's on Laurel Park Highway.
Back up there going up the mountain then.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's probably going up the mountain a little bit. But yeah, she's currently there. She made it here safely from California. And my goodness, I waited 51 years to meet this woman. And finally I get to meet her.
I'm glad you finally get to meet your sister. I hope everything goes smooth for you, and it's just a great reunion, or first time meet there, not a reunion.
She's never seen a waterfall, so I think I'm going to take her to, was that Looking Glass right there, as soon as you go to Blue Ridge Parkway, right there in Pisgah Forest, right?
Easiest one to get to, and it's right on the side of the road. Just remember, stay to the right.
Somebody might run it to me if I stay to the left.
Here's off. You can go left or right before you get to it, so just stay to the right. Just keep going right.
Don't forget, I'm lived in that area for years, so yeah, I'm pretty familiar with it. But what's the next one up? I can't remember that one though. Which one it is? But I think there's one that's also not far off the road, past there.
Talk's the next visiting place up through there. Now, you get out and you can walk the trails, and there's no telling what you're going to find up through there. I don't go up there much. Too touristy for me, so I just stay out of there anymore. Used to go up there a lot as a kid, but not anymore.
Roger that, especially when you got one that's in their 50s and one that's probably close to being 60. Or getting close to 60 anyway, but yeah, so yeah, especially one that's fat and out of shape like me, it might not be a good idea to try to do too much traversing terrain.
But the sliding rock, and you don't, if you go down at it costs now, it's like an amusement park, but just to go out and look at it and watch everybody, it doesn't cost you for that.
Which part is the pay part? Is it going down to the actual bottom of it, or is it just standing right there by the where the ledge is, where you can see the waterfall and the mist?
If you pay to go down Sliding Rock, not Looking Glass. Looking Glass is free. But if you go down Sliding Rock, you got to pay for it. And then, but just to stand and watch everybody else go down on the side there, it doesn't cost anything for that.
I think my blood's a little too thin to go down the river on Sliding Rock at this point in time, at least at this point in the year. Maybe a couple months ago I might would pay get in the water, but I'm not trying to get in the water.
Water's the same temperature year-round, and it will make them run for cover.
It's always cold. It's always cold. What river is that? It's not French Broad. What river is that, though? I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head.
River coming out of there. So that's all those little springs and forks come into the Davidson River there as you come out of the forest.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It is Davidson. I appreciate that for reminding me. But yeah, no, I'm not getting in the water. I got too much blood thinners going on in me at this point in the year. Like I said, maybe about 2 months ago, I might would do it.
Any difference? It's going to be cold no matter what. I've been down it in December.
Yeah, getting out of it is the hard part about that. Especially with the wind blowing the way it's been blowing the last few days. Well, actually a couple weeks now. Yeah, that part right there is going to make you really freeze. It's not the water itself, it's the wind when you get out.
Well, Tal, I need to jump off. I'm trying to do an oil change on the wife's car, so I need to get it finished up. But good to talk to you, and I hope everything goes good for you tomorrow, and y'all enjoy your visit.
Appreciate you coming back to me. KQ4LOO will be standing by.
Yeah, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
Patrick, hopefully you'll be available on the ham when I go up that direction, because I'm going to kind of... She's not familiar with ham, so I'm going to probably try to get on here, and hopefully somebody will respond while I'm with her. That way she can get the experience of it, just knowing how it works. Of course, I'm not going to let her speak because she's not licensed, but still. Anyway, KO4, sorry.
I'll be monitoring tomorrow, but I'll be in and out, so you just have to give it a try. Is all I can tell you there, Tal. But again, I hope y'all enjoy your time together, and that first visit is a good one. KO4HK, and I'll be clear. 7-3.